Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It's a misunderstood. I understand. It's a
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 40 degrees to start the day. Today is Monday, May 19th, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Biden's office says he's diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that spread to the bone. Emergency medicine physician Dr. Stephanie Widmer.
Prostate cancer in general is a treatable form of cancer, even if it cannot be cured. And a lot of people, even elderly people, can live with it for a long period of time.
After House Republicans advanced the Republican mega bill out of Budget Committee Sunday night, the House Freedom Caucus Board of Conservative Republicans says it is still not satisfied with cost cutting. South Carolina Republican Congressman Ralph Norman.
Had some great changes. We got a lot more to work to do. We're excited about what we did. We wanted to move the bill forward, and it went like I thought.
The strike of train engineers that started Friday against New Jersey Transit is over with a tentative deal. Train service resumes Tuesday. Israel says it will allow a limited amount of humanitarian aid into Gaza. This is ABC News. A majority of the 28 tornado deaths this weekend happened in Laurel County, Kentucky, where ABC's Alex Stone is.
We've seen quite a few of the homeowners beginning to come back. They are beginning to look through the debris that was their home. And of these homes, there's really nothing left. It is piles of wood and doors and refrigerators and insulation that they're looking through, finding photos, finding clothing, trying to get whatever they can.
The WNBA is investigating racial comments yelled at Angel Reese by fans during the Chicago Sky's loss to Caitlin Clark and the Fever at Indiana Saturday. From a person familiar with the situation to the Associated Press, the league condemned the alleged incident in a statement and added, "We are aware of the allegations and are looking into the matter." Scotty Scheffler has won the PGA Championship in Charlotte for his third major title. Scheffler's got a 71. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, a high of 60, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool, and east winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy with brisk winds, showers likely late, and a low of 42. Tuesday, blustery and cool with rain, possibly heavy at times, at a high of 51. Breezy with more rain Tuesday night and 43. Wednesday, cloudy, on and off showers possible, not as windy, and a high of 55. Breaks of sun on Thursday and 64, and partly sunny and quiet Friday, and a high of 66. Currently in Richland Center, following our midnight reading of 47, our temperature has dipped to the current mark with west winds around 3. It is 40 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. We start the day. Today is Monday, May 19th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what's so proud? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rock along, the bombs burst. Yeah!
for the small things, like me and her on a porch swing, for summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord.
Times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord.
Chris Tomlin, Florida's Your Line, and Thomas Rhett. As we start the day in a positive way, before that, our national anthem performed by Carrie Underwood. And we're officially underway with our day here. The old Light in the Milk House show is on for another day. We are here for you, getting the day started, getting the week started. It sounds, again, like weather will be the topic of a lot of conversations. Now, today, not bad. You know, temperatures around 60, a little cooler, but it doesn't sound like much of anything is going to be nice to be out and about with tomorrow. And I know tomorrow's a big day for high school track meets, for conference meets and whatnot, but talking about some heavy rain and really cool temperatures throughout the day tomorrow. So I guess prepare yourself, get some outdoor work done today, then, in other words. Let's start those chores here on the Mel Cow Show. Here's Glenn Campbell.
Well, it'll just get you down if you let life get to you. Cause everybody's saying something, none of it's true. Well, I just don't care when them times get hard. Cause I got everything I need right out in my yard. Well, I love my truck. Right outside, I ain't got much luck, but I sure got a ride. It don't matter who lived, it don't matter who lied. I got my truck right by my side. You got Sally and you got Sue, and I got a Chevrolet. Takes me home after work, don't ever miss a day. She don't care what I am, she don't care what I ain't. But she ain't no cheap pickup haul, she just needs a couple coats of paint. I love my truck, it's right outside. I ain't got much luck, but I sure got a ride. Don't matter who lives. don't matter who lied. I've got my truck right by my side. Yeah. She don't care if I don't work a lick. She'll start every time if the choke don't stick. I know that she will never doubt me, 'cause she never leaves home without me. See, I love my truck, it's right outside. I ain't got much love, but I sure got a ride. Don't matter who lived, don't matter who lied. I've got my truck right by my side. I got my truck right by my side. Yeah. I've got my truck right by my side.
For the graduates of Ithaca High School, the final bell has rung and the adventure ahead is waiting. Southern Wisconsin celebrates the class of 2025. Proudly saluted by the People's Community Bank, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Richards Insurance.
Joe Royal and Down in the Boondocks on WRCO Radio. To celebrate National EMS Week, the Avoca Fire and EMS will be holding a brat stand today from 5 until 7 at the Avoca Fire and EMS station. Cost of a brat or a large hot dog will be $3. You can upgrade to a meal for $5, burgers $4. A meal upgrade will be $6. The meal includes potato salad or chips, dessert, and drink. That's going on tonight. And Richland Middle School and High School Choirs will perform tonight at the Richland Center High School. Middle School Choirs will perform at 6:30, followed by a short intermission before the High School Choirs begin at 7:30. Songs from large group contest will be featured, and senior members of the choir will be recognized as well during that time. Those reminders from our community calendar.
At this past Wednesday's sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, replacement calves were much higher, with slaughter cows being steady. Holstein bull calves sold from $8.50 to $10.50. Beef crossbred calves, $10.70 to $13.60. Slaughter cows sold from $110 to $135. Thinner questionable health cows lower. We had some 700-pound Holstein feeder heifers, and they ranged from $185 to $212.50. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, June 6th. We anticipate the feeder cattle market to remain strong due to the tariffs and the ban on cattle being imported from Mexico. Contact Darren, Colin, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center is ready to rodeo. Yeehaw! Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
A look at sports today is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday, locally, hometown in baseball, it was a win for Ashton over Cazenovia, 9-2. Reedsburg, 20, Wanakee, 6. Mazamani over Black Earth, 10-5, the final score. Dodgeville, a win against Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 6-5. Also, Arena defeated Belleville by a final of 8-6. And Blanchardville over Muscadet, final score 16-1. Jackson Cherio robbed Royce Lewis of a potential tying home run in the eighth inning, and the Brewers ended the Twins' 13-game winning streak with a 5-2 victory. Isaac Collins and Sal Frelick each drove in two runs to help the Brewers end the longest win streak in Twins history. The Twins won 15 back in 1991. So the Brewers begin a 3-game home series against Baltimore starting tonight. Elsewhere, most games were interleague games yesterday. Atlanta 10-4 over Boston. Miami 5, Tampa Bay 1. Washington 10-4 over Baltimore. Cincinnati 3 and Cleveland 1. Kansas City 2-1 over St. Louis. Cubs 6 and the White Sox 2. San Francisco 3-2 over the Athletics. Seattle 6, San Diego 1. The Angels 6 and the Dodgers 4. Yankees 8-2 over the Mets. In the American League, Houston 4 and Texas 3, Detroit 3-2 over Toronto. National League, Philadelphia 1-0 over Pittsburgh, and Arizona 1-0 over Colorado. In the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City over Denver, 125-93. NHL playoffs, Florida 6-1 over Toronto. Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship for his third major title. That was happening yesterday as well in major sports. And qualifying day for the Indy 500 turned into a Team Penske disaster when all three of its cars were denied a chance to run for the pole. It comes a year after the same three drivers swept the front row at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And yesterday in the All-Star race, Christopher Bell passed Joey Logano with 9 laps remaining and cruised to victory in an action-packed NASCAR All-Star race at North Wilkesboro Speedway on Sunday night. That's a look at sports, courtesy of the Sports Boosters.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Today's Aerobic Polka is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, let's kick it into gear. Let's officially start this day and this week with the aerobic polka. Here we go.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Molly B and the band there. Yeah, Molly B live in the Mozart's Polka, our aerobic polka for today from WRCO's Light in the Milk House show. Good luck.
About the good times, she remembers holding back her tears and wishing he was safe at home. Inside her two loving arms, sure do miss him. Two lips that long to kiss him and once more whisper, baby, I love you.
He's all smile, and his mind is a million miles.
out the window, thinking about the good times. She remembers holding back her tears and wishing he was safe at home. Outside, she sees the car lights. She hears the door and knows he's all right. And though he's been a million places,
looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. The pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. It's my life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain.
Garth Brooks on the Light in the Milk House Show, WRCO, today. The forecast calls for a high of 60, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. East winds at 10 to 20. And then tonight, cloudy with brisk winds. Showers likely later on, a low of 42. Tuesday, blustery and cool with rain, possibly heavy at times. Tuesday doesn't sound all that nice. A high of 51 degrees tomorrow. Right now in Richland Center, it is 40 degrees.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Wisconsin's next agricultural ambassador has been selected. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
The 78th Allison Dairyland is Sarah Hagenow.
Wisconsin's new Allison Dairyland is Sarah Hagenow from Poinette. Hagenow was chosen from six top candidates during ceremonies held in Crawford County Saturday. She tells Brownfield she's ready to represent Wisconsin agriculture.
I'm just excited to showcase how my skills and capabilities will help the Alice program and also showcase a little bit of that Hagenow flair.
Sarah's selection also marked the first time in the Alice and Dairyland program history that two sisters will serve as Alice. And Sarah's sister Ashley held that position 2 years ago. Although Ashley and Sarah both have a love for agriculture, Sarah says they do have different interests.
Ashley was a little bit more into showing horses, where I went down the cattle path. In school, we've had different interests as well. I took a little bit more of the business path, and she took more of the marketing path.
Bob Hagenow is Sarah and Ashley's father and says it's important to promote agriculture to all consumers, and he and wife Lisa are proud.
That is just so vital. We need to keep absolutely supporting and promoting that, and that's really what it's about. And to have two daughters that understand that and know that that's important and are going to take on this role, that's pretty special.
Sarah Hagenow just graduated from the University of Minnesota. She'll succeed Haley Heinzel of Oconomowoc in July. A University of Wisconsin weed specialist says the lack of rain has given some weeds an advantage over crops. Rodrigo Worley tells Brownfield it was dry for more than 10 days before Thursday's storm system, which was good for planting, but not good for weed control.
We planted a lot of crops. We sprayed our pre's, but then we didn't have timely rains to activate our pre's.
Worley says he's seeing weeds getting established because pre-emergence herbicides didn't have rain to activate them, so farmers might have to go back out with the sprayer. Worley says at this point he's not recommending more residual herbicides and says a glyphosate application can do a lot of good if Roundup Ready crops are established. A Wisconsin farmer says parts and service need to be more available during key times like planting and harvest. Raymond Dietrich raises crops for his dairy near Green Bay. He tells Brownfield when it's time to roll, a weekend breakdown can be a serious problem.
Downtime for us is huge, and yet it seems like the service industry doesn't care. Their workers are bent on 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, and that's it.
Farmers usually keep common maintenance items on hand, but Dietrich says when something else breaks, there's no progress until Monday.
Or 7 day a week operation, and nothing moves when you want to get it fixed on Saturday or Sunday.
Dietrich says it would be nice if more parts and service providers extended their hours during the spring and fall. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoon with Timstock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a good sale and hay was higher. Large squares topped at $240 a ton and large rounds at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Lifetime collection of beer advertising. Online only auction ending May 28th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Sale includes Wildlife Series, deer antlers, Jim Beam decanters, and much more. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit richardsinsure.com to request a quote today.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
A slow Friday for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs close sharply lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. It was a relatively quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. However, for the week, live deals in Texas range from $218 to $220, a dollar lower to a dollar higher than the previous week's business. Live deals in Kansas were at mostly $220. That's a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Trust deals in Nebraska were at mostly $358, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. In Oklahoma for the week, feeder steers and heifers were $2 to $6 higher. Steer calves weighing more than 450 pounds were $6 to $10 higher. Heifer calves weighing more than 450 pounds were steady to $2 higher. Medium and large one feeder steer, 650 to 696 pounds, brought $316 to $374. Feeder steers, 850 to 899 pounds, brought $258 to $304.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 650 to 699 pounds, brought $253 to $365. Box beef closed sharply higher with very good demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up $2.59 at $352.49. Select closed $3.21 higher at $342.39. Estimated cattle slaughter was 105,000 head. That's up 17,000 on the week and up about 3,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Demand for U.S. pork remains the biggest market mover. Global demand outside of China has been relatively strong, but what happens with China will depend on how the tariff situation plays out. On the domestic demand side, there is optimism. It will see a boost with summer grilling season just around the corner. Barrels and yields at the National Daily Direct were down 669 with a weighted average of 88.10. Prices at the regional directs were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values ended the day higher, up 40 cents at $100.12. Hams, picnic butts, and ribs were all higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 475,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up about 9,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up with boxed beef sharply higher during the session, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade amid ongoing questions about demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Friday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed, adjusting spreads after Thursday's drop. July was down 1.25 at 10.50. August was a penny lower at 10.46.25. Corn was down, expecting good planting progress. July was down 5 at 4.43.5, and September was 3.5 lower at 4.21.5. Live and feeder cattle were supported by the midday strength in box beef. June live was up $1.05 at $2.12.22, and August was 90 higher at $2.06.75. August feeder cattle were up $1.77 at $2.97.60. And hogs closed mixed on spread trade and questions about demand. June lean was 37 cents lower at $100.32, and July was 5 higher at $104.17. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A microbiologist from Brazil has won the 2025 World Food Prize. That's next on Farm to Fork.
The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Dr. Mariangela Ungria has been awarded the World Food Prize. The honor is given annually to a person or persons who make significant contributions toward diminishing hunger in the world. In Dr. Ungria's case, it was her work on developing a biological seed treatment that helps farmers increase soybean yields while using less chemical fertilizers. World Food Prize Foundation President Mashal Hussein announced the winner last week in Des Moines, Iowa.
Women have always been the bridge between soil and seed, between discovery and delivery, between hunger and hope, bridging the very gap between survival and sustainability. Women have long been at the heart of agriculture, whether on the farm, in the field, or in the lab. They nourish more than the fields. They nourish entire systems and societies. And the woman we honor tonight has transformed the way we think about both.
Dr. Ungria will be honored at a formal ceremony in October. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
While some in the Midwest are still planting, others are harvesting forage. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Nathan Alpers is a farmer in central Missouri, where the weather forecast is finally good for baling triticale.
For a change, we got a week of, at least here in central Missouri, basically no chance of rain till maybe late in the weekend.
Alpers says there's been consistent rain since Easter, and triticale provides good tonnage and nutrition when harvested at the right time.
We probably missed the optimum quality, but not near like last year. Last year it took off raining right when it was ready, and then it was went from 3 feet to 6 feet tall. We got a lot of tonnage, but the quality wasn't very good. So I suspect the quality of this hay will be a lot better, nutritional value.
Alper says the triticale was ready to go earlier last week. The other grass on the farm slow to grow with the cool, wet April and will likely be stunted. Alper says dry grass hay like brome will likely be first cutting in early June on his farm, and it should be a good cutting. Michigan 4-H Foundation has established a new endowment to support dairy youth leaders in their state. Michigan Milk Producers Association's Joe Diglio says
developing better talents and stronger talents within the next generation of leaders is critically important.
Diglio was recently named the 2025 Robert Engel Farmer Co-op Manager of the Year by National Council Farmer of Cooperatives. He was able to pick a charity of his choice to support as part of that recognition. Cash dairy prices were mostly higher to end the week on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey up half a cent to 55 cents. 40-pound cheese blocks were up 3.25 cents at 193, gaining 15 cents in 3 days. Cheese barrels went up 6 cents to 188, gaining 10.75 cents in 3 days. Butter up a penny at 234.25. Non-fat dry milk down a quarter of a cent to 122.5. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
One of your biggest investments, season after season, is high-quality feed. But are you getting the most from it? If you aren't using a silage inoculant to preserve the quality and nutritional value of your high-quality silage, the answer is no. When you pair your high-quality silage with science-based, research-proven Silosol brand products from Novonesis, not only are you supporting improved herd health and performance, but you know you're getting the maximum return on your feed investment. Talk to your local dealer about what sets Silosol inoculants apart. Purchase your silage inoculant today.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 60. It'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. It'll be an east wind around 10 to 20 miles per hour today. Cloudy with brisk winds tonight. Showers likely late, a low of 42. East winds at 15 to 25. Tuesday, blustery and cool with rain, possibly heavy at times, and a high of 51. Wednesday, cloudy with off and on light showers, not as windy, and a high of 55. We have a west-northwest wind at 5. Right now, after a midnight reading of 47, we're holding steady at 40 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today. It's been a real roller coaster for weather this spring, hasn't it? It seems like we went last week from just very muggy, sweaty summer heat to 30-mile-an-hour winds and cool and freezing. It's going to be kind of the same thing again this week as well. So get those chores done today. Tomorrow could be a little on the wet side. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher has more coming up.
Well, since my baby left me, will I find a new place to dwell? Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely, they could die. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back. And think you're so, and think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, well, you'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely, you'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely.
they would be so lonely they could die.
Going to Rocky Top, Tennessee, trying to hoe that corn out there in the rocky soil. It is 40 degrees here at WRCO Studios, the Light in the Milk Cow Show. We are here for you every Monday through Friday.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk Cow Show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it.
Las comunidades fuertes comienzan con hogares fuertes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin, stronger communities start with strong homes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is working to revitalize neighborhoods through housing support, community programs, and financial resources. We're committed to making our communities a better place to live, work, and grow. Join us in building a brighter future. Call 608-647-4949 today.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be celebrated this year at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, happening Sunday, June 8th from 7 to 1. For just $5, enjoy a hearty farm breakfast with pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Kids 3 and under eat free, and there's fun for the little ones with the pedal pull starting at 10 a.m. Visitors should park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and catch a free shuttle to the farm. Easy and convenient for everyone. Start your Sunday the dairy way. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, the 44th annual at Schmidt Farms, coming up Sunday, June 8th.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at some unsettled weather here the next several days thanks to a strong low-pressure system in the Central Plains tracking eastward. This morning, there is a band of rain across that system running from the Dakotas down through Iowa and Missouri all the way down to Tennessee. And that area to the south and west of Wisconsin could be dealing with some severe weather over the next 24 to 36 hours. We're going to be on the cool side of the system here with strong easterly winds the next couple of days. And with that rain coming in late tonight, tomorrow, it definitely will be chilly with temperatures about 15 degrees below normal. The rainfall could be fairly substantial here in southwest Wisconsin, probably a good inch or more before it tapers down midday Wednesday. Once that system pulls out, we should have some quiet weather late in the week with a bit more sunshine as well. For today, though, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs near 60, east wind between 10 and 20. Brisk winds tonight with some showers likely late, low at 42. Tomorrow, blustery and cool with rain, possibly heavy at times, high at 51. East wind 18 to 30 miles per hour. Not a very nice day to be out, that's for sure. Tuesday night, breezy with more rain, dropping to 43. Wednesday, cloudy with off and on light showers, not as windy, high in the mid-50s. As we head into Thursday, breaks of sunshine with a small chance of sprinkles, low 41, high 64. Friday, partly sunny and quiet, low at 38 with a high of 66. Saturday looks like another pleasant day with partly sunny skies, low near 43 with a high of 68. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with the next chance of rain moving in late in the day, high temperatures around 69 degrees. You have a nice morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 40 degrees, holding steady there. Yesterday's high was 68. No precipitation at the studios yesterday. The record high in 1972 was 92. We established a record low in 2002 when we bottomed out at 31. Last year's high was 78 and the low 51. Sunset will occur at 8:23 tonight. Sunrise time 5:33 for tomorrow morning as sunrise continues to get earlier and earlier. Right now we have an east-southeast wind at 4 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.25. No precipitation at the WRCO studios. Following the daytime high of 68 yesterday, a midnight reading of 47, it is 40 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro. Good morning. It is 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 28 people killed by tornadoes over the weekend. Most of those who died were in the state of Kentucky, still reeling from recent severe flooding. The phone call between President Trump and Russian President Putin is scheduled to take place this morning. Afterwards, President Trump's expected to call Ukrainian President Zelensky for updates. Russia has just outlawed Amnesty International, calling it an undesirable organization. Former President Biden and his family discussing treatment options for the prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. Dr. Stephanie Widmer, an ABC News consultant, says at this stage, there is no cure, but there is treatment.
Being that he is an older individual, his ability to tolerate a more aggressive form of treatment may be limited. But that being said, prostate cancer in general is a treatable form of cancer.
In Washington, D.C., the big budget package being debated in the House passed a key committee last night. This is ABC News.